Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And how forcible are the right words? Are right words. Words snare, or they can deliver you. They can, amen, destroy, or they can create. So, having said that, I want you to go with me to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and verse 63. John 6 and 63, the Gospel of John. Now, this is Jesus speaking to the disciples. He had sent out 70, gave them authority. They came back. They said, even the devils are subject to us in your name. They healed the sick. They raised the dead. They did all these things. And then he began to talk to them. And he said to them, and this was before this verse, you can read the whole chapter. He said to them, now except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you cannot be my disciples. And then he heard them murmur among themselves. Who can hear this? But then he goes and he says, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Okay? This is what Jesus, now some misunderstood. They said, who can hear this? He said, except we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, we can't be his disciple. They begin to murmur and say, who can hear this? But Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, you're hearing it after the flesh. That ain't going to profit you nothing. That ain't doing nothing. That'll have you run away. But he said, my word is spirit and it's life. Get that verse back up for me, please. It is the spirit. Now, I want you to look at the word quicken. It is the spirit that quickens. He says, my word is spirit. Amen. And then he says, it's the spirit that quickens. Amen. Okay? His word is spirit, so the word is what quickens. Amen. Say it with me. His word is spirit, and the word quickens. Say it again. His word is spirit. And the word quickens. There where Jesus said, my word is spirit, is the word rhema. Okay, rhema. My word is spirit. My word is rhema. Okay, now rhema is a narration in utterance or a topic. The inspired prophetic word of God. Now, inspired prophetic word of God. Say that with me. Inspired prophetic word of God. Say it again. Inspired prophetic word of God. Now, the distinction between the rhema and the logos is that the rhema, now every word of God is inspired, but the rhema is a now word. In other words, it's a you can read this and just read it. But when a rhema comes to you from the Logos, it's an inspired prophetic word of God. It's speaking to you concerning your situation. Amen. In other words, it's alive. It's been quickened. Amen. You can read the Logos, Amen. And just be reading. But when a rhema comes. Amen. I said when a rhema comes, it's an inspired. Something happens. There's a quickening. I walk away from that saying, man, you know, God spoke to me. See, this is he sent his word. His word is here, the Logos. But if you just leave it in the cover of the book and just read it and it never becomes inspiration to you, then it's just the Logos. You know, someone that doesn't have the Spirit can read it and quote a Bible verse. But when it's a rhema, see, for it to be a rhema to you, there's got to be a DNA inside of you. Come on, see, because this word, I'll call it the deep. Amen. What's in this word, the rhema, will call to the deep. Amen. 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 Because the deep in you is carrying what the deep is in this word. Amen. And so for a child of God, if you will open the book and start to read it prayerfully, somewhere up in there, God gonna talk to you. It's going to be a rhema word that quickens your spirit. Amen. Amen. But you tell somebody, you got to open the book. Put Jet magazine down. Turn off CNN for a little bit. And open the book. The Logos. The covenant. The promises. So that it can jump off the page at you. Because he said, my word is spirit. If you leave it on the page, it's nothing but ink. But oh, when you open your eyes to it and you say, Lord, talk to me. My word is spirit. You have my spirit. Deep will begin to call unto the deep. Strategies are in this book. Revelation is in this book. Your blueprint is in this book. Your life cover to cover is in this book. Everything you need is in the book. But it's got to become rhema. Inspired. Every word of God is inspired. How do you see it? Amen. How do you see it? Do you just speed read for your conscience sake? Well, I read 2 chapters this morning. What did they say? Well, you see, this is my third time reading through the Bible. Do you know anything about the Bible? Amen. Did any of that you read become a rhema to you? Amen. See, rhema falls in the church right now. Amen. If you understand how to hear, rhema can fall on you in the lobby there, coming into church. Someone can say something, a word can be said, and it catches you because you got your antennas up and God talking to you even before you get in the service and sit down. While you're up brushing your teeth, amen, amen, singing your songs of praise, God can speak to you. There can be a song over television or something, God can talk to you because deep will call unto deep. But he said, it's my word that quickens or gives life. The rhema word. Somebody say, there are sound effects. Rhema words contain spirit and life. They activate, and this is what I want to get at, they activate and motivate situations where life is needed. You can find a rhema in the book of Leviticus. Amen. Amen. What? Amen. Leviticus. It's in there. Amen. Amen. Nahum. Amen. Habakkuk. They're all up in there. His word is inspired. Amen. But let's get to what I'm after here. See, rhema, Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you is spirit, and this life is rhema. All right? Now, let me give you an example. Apple seeds. I wished I'd had seeds up here next time, just for a demonstration of visual. If I had apple seeds in my hand, you know, the DNA inside an apple seed is programmed to bring forth apples. Amen. You ain't gonna get no orange. Amen. No peach. Amen. You can pray all you want. The apple seed is programmed, amen, to bring forth apples. Now, if you look at an apple seed, it don't look nothing like no apple. That ain't no apple seed. There's an apple. There's apples up in there. But it don't look like it, right? It don't look nothing. The seed looks nothing like the fruit. You eat a nice juicy peach and look at the seed. Look nothing like a peach. But the thing is, the seed doesn't look like the apple, but the nature of the seed dictates its identity and its eventual manifestation. Now stay with me. The nature of the seed dictates. It don't look like it. But the nature of that apple seed is an apple. Amen. So it's going to dictate its identity. In other words, you're going to get apples. Because you got apple seeds. Amen. Now, the seed needs a catalyst. Otherwise, it's going to still be an ugly little seed. But it's apples. But you ain't got no apples because it's the seed. But the seed needs a catalyst. Now, in agriculture and the natural realm, that apple seed needs water, soil and water. You put them in soil and put the water on them. Okay, that seed that looks nothing like an apple, but it carries the nature of the apple, eventually is going to grow into a tree. And when the fruit bears, it's going to be apples. Because the nature of the seed is that of apples. All right? Someone say catalyst. Catalyst. A catalyst is any substance that enhances or speeds up the performance of another thing. Amen. The apple seed needs water for its catalyst. Amen. In order for it to grow and manifest apples. Get me, if you will, Jeremiah chapter 1, and let's do verse 12 first. Are you with me here? Yeah. About three quarters of y'all. Is everybody with me? Yeah. All right. Jeremiah 1:12. The Lord said, then said the Lord unto me, Jeremiah, thou hast well seen. And he says here, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten. That word hasten is an interesting word. I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, the word of God is going to be a catalyst. I prophesy to you this year that things are indeed going to speed up. Because God is going to hasten his word to perform what he promised. Now, what that might mean, it might mean 5 years is taking a year. Amen. Amen. 10 years taking 5 years. Amen. 1 year taking a month. Amen. But howbeever, amen, God says, I will hasten my word to perform it. Amen. Now, let's stay with me here. Now, understand this about you. The seed of God's purpose is already planted in you, but it needs a catalyst.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. www.resurrectionlifefamilyworship.com. And remember,